Okay, that's my twin brother from another mother. Good afternoon. How are we? Awesome. I need to take a deep breath. Before I begin, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's just, I don't know whether you know how I feel up here. You probably don't have to know. First and foremost, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Before I begin, I want to take a moment to honor Pastor Richard. Pastor Joanne, where is she? I have no idea where she is. Do I need to say it again when she comes in? Probably. Pastor Richard, Pastor Joanne, Amanda, and Nathaniel, I want to first say thank you from the bottom of my heart for answering the call of God on your lives, for leaving your home in Singapore and serving this church faithfully. You have poured out your heart, your time, and your love. If I can speak on behalf of all First Lighters, that you have poured out your heart, your time, your love into this community. And we are standing on the foundation of your faithfulness, your sacrifice, and your obedience. We honor you, Pastor. We love you, and we are deeply grateful for all that you have sown into First Light Church. I feel so formal. I feel like I'm going to say a lot of Grammy Awards type speech, okay? But please bear with me because I believe that having a culture of honor is really important. And I really also want to honor the board. I had the privilege of being on the board for almost 2 years, but I also want to acknowledge the board from the start, from the very beginning, how this church has started. Thank you for all the different seasons and all the different change of people who served in the board. Thank you. I want to say thank you for your love and how you work in unity and in everything that you do. For your support, for your wisdom, and dedication to this church. I just want to say that your faithfulness behind the scenes and your hearts for God's people, oh, my English, I'm following Pastor Richard now, having been, that's a love language, have been instrumental in this transition. And a special, I put here a special shout out to Sarah, happy birthday. I put that because she was also part of the board before. But thank you all the board members, the Members Inc., for your faithfulness in serving our Lord Jesus Christ and most of all this church. I especially want to thank my husband, wherever he is. He's standing at the back. You might be surprised why he likes to stand at the back. He can't sit put, pretty much. He's got ADHD. But I love him, and he needs to stand up or look at something while he listens to a sermon. But I especially want to thank my husband for his patience, for his love and support and wisdom. He has been my greatest encourager, walking alongside me in this journey. And I thank God for bringing him into my life as he played an important role in helping me to become a strong person, a stronger person today. Thank you, honey. To my family, I would not be here today if it wasn't for your prayers, your support through Bible school, through every area, through every part of my life, through every season of my life. Thank you. When I didn't have money, you poured out your money. But most of all, you poured out your love and support for me, and you never gave up on me. Thank you for my friends who traveled far from Yanchep, from ex-Southern Cross. And thank you for believing in me and for not giving up in me, giving up on me as well. Thank you to First Light Church, all of you. Thank you for putting your trust in Him, not in me, but for me. Thank you. I told you this is not a Grammy Awards speech. Pastor Joanne, you missed. I thank you first. Thank you. But today I stand before you with Kenyon, and together as a family with all of you, we step into this new chapter for First Light Church. I stand with a sense of holy fear and deep humility, knowing that God has called me to serve you, to walk alongside you, and to lead you in seeking His heart. So as we move forward, I also want to share that I'll be serving this this church bivocationally. And you'll be thinking what that means, or you probably have heard Pastor Richard has been preaching about it a lot. That simply means I'll continue working outside the church while pastoring here. Not because this role isn't a priority, it is, but because I believe being embedded in the community helps me stay connected to the people that we're called to reach. My friends, my heart is to lead by example, to show that all of us, you and me, we all have work, we all have jobs, we all have roles, but we're all called to live a missional, to live missionally and partner with God in His work. Amen? And my deepest desire, I'm checking where is the time? Where's the clock here? Where is the clock? There isn't one. Okay. All right. Pardon? First. Okay, my deepest desire, my friends, is that we together, we would seek God's face. That we would ask not just for His blessings, but that we would pursue His presence and His purposes. Amen? I believe God has so much more in store for our church. And the best way to begin this journey is by doing something that we're all called to do as His children. And you know what that is? Can anyone guess? Say it out. Pray. Say it louder. Pray. Come on, one more time. Pray. Hallelujah. We're called to pray as children of God. You know, why pray? It's because where I am today was shaped by prayer. And I have seen the power of prayer. Many of you know parts of my story. I feel like I need music. Come on, Josh, where are you? Sorry. So quiet. Many of you know parts of my story, and some may know me and some may not. And some of you may have seen me cry before, okay? Who has seen me cry before? Whoa, okay, plenty of you. Well, you may think, okay, whoa, all right. You may think I have an emotional breakdown or something, but let me tell you something. It's not an emotional breakdown. It's tears of joy. It's His healing grace, and His tears, and there are tears of breakthroughs in my life because God has done something really deep in me, and He met my pain. That's why the tears, okay? So if you see me crying, rejoice, all right? Can we do that? Yeah. Some of you may know that my journey from a Muslim background, my early encounters with Jesus through my grandmother's faith, and the hardship I had to face in keeping my love for Jesus a secret. I have been sexually assaulted. I have lived an unsavory life. I had to go through a divorce that I didn't want. I've walked through bullying, rejection, trauma, and seasons of deep despair. But through it all, I went to God in prayer to overcome those traumas, those pains and trials. And only praying to my Father sustained me. and that transformed me, recover me, strengthened me, and brought reconciliation. Where is Crystal? She's not here. That means I can talk about her. Wait, this is how gossip starts, right? When I first came to First Light Church, Crystal and I, as you all know, Crystal, the one who was singing up here before, she's my cousin's daughter. She's my grandniece. Sorry, she's my niece. Tegan's my grandniece. Sorry. And we have been separated for a long, long time. And it is because of through pain and family disputes. But when God brought me to First Light Church, thanks to Pastor Richard and Pastor Joanne, that when I met them, I felt to come here and I felt to be mentored by Pastor Richard. And how this place, First Light Church, for me, is a place of reconciliation. How God brought me here and be reunited with Crystal. So to me, I thank God for that. That's another, and it's been a long, long prayer. And to see it come to pass, I give praise to Jesus. So in my darkest moments, my friends, when I felt alone and broken, it was in prayer that I found God's presence, His healing, clarity, and His grace. And by the grace of God that I stand here today, fully surrendered and committed to following Jesus Christ. There's Crystal. Everybody, cheer for her. She has to listen to the sermon now. She has no choice. If anyone thinks I don't deserve this role, can I be the first one to agree with you? I'll be the first one to say, yeah, why Rena? Why me? I don't know, my friends. I don't know why me. But I know one thing. I know my God. And it is by the grace of God and the goodness of God that I stand here today. That He wants to put His story in my story. And as your new senior pastor, your shepherd, your sister in Christ, your friend, my hope, my prayer, my responsibility is to help to see your story in His story. Is to walk alongside you as we discover more of His purpose and His heart for each of us. So as we pray, we partner with God, aligning our hearts and our hands. We align our hearts and our hands with His will and stepping forward in faith into everything He is calling us to be and do. And how do we do that? We're going to look, and by the way, my title, I forgot my title. I want to thank Charmaine. She texted me yesterday asking me, do you want me to do your slides? And this shows family, hey? This shows what a wonderful relationship we have here in First Light. She texted me asking me, and she had a rough day, big day for her, big week actually. But yet she offered. I said, are you sure? You don't have to. I don't normally use slides. Everyone knows me. It's a miracle that I have a slide up there. So today I've got a slide, thanks to Charmaine. My title is, there's a new chapter for all of us here in First Light. We're a church rooted in prayer and unity. And how does this look like? We're going to look at how Jesus did it. And Jesus told us in Matthew 6, 9 to 13, in the Lord's Prayer. Can we say this together? Yeah? Let's do it together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. This prayer is more than a set of words that we recite, my friends. It's actually an invitation. An invitation into intimacy with God and partnering in His kingdom. And I believe it gives us a picture of a kind of church God is calling us to become. I've got 3 points that really stood out for me that I really just want all of us to just grasp for today. From this scripture, I'm going to start with hallowed be your name, that we become a church that really seeks God's presence. What does that mean? What does that mean? Everything begins with worship. Amen? Everything begins with worship. Before we ask God for anything, we acknowledge first who He is. We exalt Him. Amen? We exalt Him. Anything in your life, the first thing you got to do is say, God, I'm going to put you first. We say, Father in heaven, we call unto Him and it says, hallowed be your name. That means saying, God, we exalt you first. I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning, yes, I have to admit, I do look at my phone to check the time. And sometimes stupid Instagrams come up. Sorry, I shouldn't say stupid on the pulpit. Silly Instagram stuff come up. But then you know what? I've been learning to say, I'm not going to look at the time. I'm going to say, Lord, I'm going to seek your face. I'm going to seek your face. You know, one of the things that when I was in Bible school, I was challenged by one of the lecturers, and he says that if you want to grow, if you want to be strong in the spirit, you want to know, you want to walk, you want to hear clearly from God, you need to wake up at 5 a.m. and pray. I said, what? And then, by the way, you all don't know this, but I actually live with my brother-in-law and my sister, and my brother-in-law would wake up at 3 a.m. or 4, around that time, and he'd be praying around the house before he goes to work. Yeah, yes, he does. And you know what? And I could hear him. The walls are so thin. And he going, and I said, oh, my goodness. So what do I have to do? I was in Bible school. And I said, all right, I'll wake up. And you know, I was also told that don't lie down and pray because you fall back to sleep. So this was what I did. So I started praying in the spirit, right? And I looked at my time because the lecturer said, give 5 minutes. You know, start with 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and then it will increase. It will grow. You will grow. And you know what? After 2 minutes, I looked at my time. It's not 5 minutes yet. Gosh, how much can I pray? What can I pray? But you know what? Let me tell you, I thank God for my brother-in-law. I thank God for my sister for actually praying for me. I wouldn't be here today. And I would pray, and I would learn to pray, and it would go on from 5 minutes to 10 minutes to half an hour to 1 hour to 1.5 hours, and then I'm just praying continuously under my breath, even right now as I speak to you. I'm on constantly asking, God, what are you saying? What do you want me to say? What do you want to say for our people, for your people? Something I had to learn. And how do you approach God? And the word says that, you know what? Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. So I've learned to say, Daddy God, I want to seek your face. Daddy God, my sister would say, God, you are my strength. And I've learned, I've copied that. And I said, God, you are my strength. You are my song. You are my safe refuge. You are my treasure, Lord. You are my friend. You are my king. Do we approach God that way? It's an invitation to look at the Messiah and say, we honor Him, His holiness. We need to lift His name up above every other name. As Pastor Richard said that before, His name is above every other name. And I pray and I really want to see First Light Church to be known as a house of prayer, not by other churches. Can I say this? I don't want us to be known by another church that because we are a house of prayer. No. But Him. But He is the one watching you and me pray. Can we do that? That we are, Pastor Richard, don't laugh. Oh, it's Matt, sorry. We want to be known to be a house of prayer by Him. We want to be a place where God's presence is our greatest priority. So when we seek His face first, everything else will fall into place. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else shall be added unto you. Amen? Everything shall be added unto you. So, because when we are in His presence, we experience the fullness of joy. When we are in His presence, we will see healing. We will experience healing. We will have clarity. And we have our answers when we actually seek Him. Whether it's a yes, whether it's a no, whether it says wait, whether it says let it go, whether it says it's coming in 24 years' time. That's what He did with my dad. But we have to stick with it. He is our daddy God. He is our father God. He knows what's best for us. Because His presence brings that provision, that healing, that direction. No matter what it looks like, He has an answer for every need we bring for Him. Amen? Point number two. Sorry, Robert. Robert. He's not with me. It's all good. Point number two is a church. We are a church that partners in God's mission. And that verse says, your kingdom come, your will be done. My friends, we are not here to build our little kingdom. We're here to see our God's kingdom established on earth. If you agree, say amen. That means we need to align our hearts and our hands with His mission. And guess what? First Light. First Light's DNA is missions. And when we know the story of mission, it starts with prayer. It is sustained with prayer and fulfilled by prayer. That means, my friends, we have to start praying bold prayers. We have to be stepping out in faith and being willing to serve whenever He calls us. You know, and I believe God has spoken prophetic words over this church. And some of us have seen just maybe a tinge of what He had done. But I think it's time that we really come together, we pray, and we want to see the fulfillment of His word come to pass in Jesus' name. If you're with me, say aye. That's right. You didn't expect that. Good. And the key part of mission is actually making disciples. And that is the greatest commission from Jesus to us as Christians. But I will continue that one on another time about making disciples. But we're all called to make disciples. Okay. I will go to my third point. I was going to go on a little bit. God gave me this image of First Light. We're called First Light. But can I ask you this question? Do you actually walk out of this place, go into your homes, go into your workplaces, and actually see that you are the carrier of His light? Do you know that you are that first light that you walk into a place? Did you know that? Did you recognize that? Yes? Okay, only three people. Good. Three is better than none. I'll preach on that one day, how to be that first light. Because sometimes we forget. Because we are easily discouraged. We easily get distracted by Instagram or Facebook. We're easily deceived. So we forget. We're forgetful people. But God is reminding us in this third point. He wants us to be a church that knows His provision, His grace and unity, that we know how to walk in it. It comes from the part, the verse says, give us our daily bread. My friends, God cares about our daily needs, our physical needs, emotional needs, our spiritual well-being, everything. He cares about every single thing about us. He calls us. He's calling us to depend on Him for that provision. And He wants us to know how to walk in that grace. And it says they forgive us as we forgive. Forgive us as we forgive. He's asking us to walk in forgiveness, to seek His guidance. Because if we don't walk in forgiveness, we're forever having this thing on our back. And there's always something that's holding us, that is not setting us free from what God is actually calling us to be. So we need, and this last bit, it says, lead us. My friends, as we step into this new season, I pray that we would want to lean on God's grace and extend grace to others and trust Him to lead every step of the way. Because when He says, lead us not into temptation, this is the part when I say that He will come, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, you know, our joy. He wants to take away our future. And the fact that we're going through this transition right now, because there's people going in, coming out, people might not be happy, there's all kinds of things. And then the enemy will try and put, what is His name? His name is the accuser of the brethren. So he will try and come and speak to you, you know what? Leave this place. You know what? She's not good enough. Oh, guess what that person said? And he wants to cause not only distraction, discouragement, deception, but also division. So we have to be mindful. We need to be vigilant in prayer and come together and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to keep short accounts with God. Every time I'm upset with somebody, say, God, why am I offended? What is going on with me? Father God, lead me not into temptation that I might be upset with my brother or my sister, that I may think of something of that sort and that will cause disunity. So I break that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If there's any disunity right now in this place, I break it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. No more. No more in this house. No more in this place. Amen? No more. Because God has a plan. God wants to do great things in this place. Jesus knows the enemy's plans. So we have to be smarter than him. We have to be. Because he is really out to destroy families, relationships, friendships, churches, everything you could imagine. But I don't want to highlight who he is. I want to highlight who my Jesus is. Because he is our victory. He is our victor. So he is the one that we lean on and stand on. I am going to come to a close. Pastor Richard, you have laid a firm foundation of the word in this church. Thank you. You are a faithful teacher of the word. And we honor that legacy of truth that you have instilled in us. But now it's time to carry that sword of that spirit, that word that he has laid down, that foundation that he has laid. But it is time for us as a church to take up that sword. Not just to hold it, my friends, but to wield it. It's time to shift things in the spirit, to cut through what needs to be cut, to break chains, and to move forward in boldness. And the tip of the sword, my friend, the very edge that leads the way begins with prayer and worship. I'm going to repeat that. I wish there was a sword. Charmaine, you should have drawn a sword for me. Should have told you. Can we just pretend that we're holding a sword, the sword of the Spirit? Not pretend, but imagine it in your hands, which is actually, you know what? The Word of God. If you have your Bible or your phone, carry your phone, whichever. If the Bible is on the phone. This is the sword of the Spirit. I'm going to say it again. This is the sword of the Spirit. We're not called to just hold it. Because holding it, you may drop it. But He called us to wield it. He calls us to cut things. He calls us to sharpen it. For us to sharpen. And that tip of the sword, that very edge that leads the way. Do you know a sword is sharper than any two-edged sword, right? Sorry, this is not my sword. Feels like it. It cuts through. And that tip, my friends, is prayer and worship. It begins with prayer and worship. And if we want to see the transformation in our lives, in our families' lives, in our church, and in our city, we must be first a people who know how to fight on our knees and lift up the name of Jesus. Amen? We need to, come on, you're not inspired. Hey, rabasi terelero, handere mase. Let me say that again. We, in our church, we need, if we want to see our lives and our families' lives, our children's lives, we want to see them transform. We want to see our church transform. We want to see our city transform. We want to see this world, come on. Do we want to see our suburb transform in the name of Jesus? We must be, I'm going to say it again. We must be a people that knows how to get down on our knees and lift up the name of Jesus Christ. And as we step into this new season, will we be a people who pray? Will we align our hearts and our hands with His will and step forward in faith? Will we? Yes. Go, Martin. Yes. Today I am making a commitment, not just as your pastor, but as a fellow disciple of Jesus Christ, to lead this church in prayer. And I'm inviting you to do the same. Let's commit together in praying, to be a praying church, a church that seeks God's heart first, a church that partners with Him in what He is doing. This is the beginning of a new chapter, and I believe the best is yet to come. I believe the best is yet to come. And I believe, Jesus, that the best is yet to come. Amen? Amen. And I'm going to take this moment to just pray. Shall we bow our heads? And I want to dedicate this next season to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Why don't you just pray? Just pray a little bit in the Spirit. If you can't pray in the Spirit, you can pray in English, and it's okay. Just hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. my Father, my King, my love, my Jesus, my friend. We come before you with hearts full of gratitude. Thank you, Abba Father, for your presence in this place, for your faithfulness to First Light Church, and for the journey, Father God, that you have set before us. Lord, we honor and bless Pastor Richard, Pastor Joanne, Amanda, and Nathaniel for their sacrifice, their love and leadership. As they go on their long service leave, Father, would you watch over them, guide them, show them clearly of your love, your favor, and your direction as they seek your face, and that they know that your hand is upon them again and again and again and again. And we look forward, Father God, for their return to share your plans, to share their plans that you have for them. Father, I want to thank you for each one who has come here today, and I want to thank you, Father God, for each person in this church, for the leaders, for the families, for the young and for the old, everyone you have called to be part of this church family. Lord, we commit this chapter to you. May we be a church that seek your presence above all else, Father God. Lord, that we know how to partner in your kingdom work. Lord, that we know how to walk in your provision and in grace, Father God, and in unity. Lord, would you teach us how to pray? Teach us how to pray. Lord, align our hearts with yours, Daddy God. Align our hearts with yours. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done, Father God, in our lives, in this church, in our city, Father God, as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. And Lord, we surrender all that we are to you, God, knowing that it is only by your grace that we stand. And Father God, may you be glorified in everything that we do. Lord, thank you, Father God, for what you had done, for what you were about to do. We thank you for the now. And Father, help us as we walk out of here. That is just not another word, another sermon, but that God, that you're calling us, there's an urgency to pray. There's an urgency to get down on our knees and really lift up the name of Jesus. Father God, I know that some churches represented here, some friends who have come and represented another church. I also pray for their church. Lord, that we are one body. That we are one body serving you, God, for the greater, for the good news to be shared, to be poured out. Lord, give us eyes to see. Give us boldness. Give us the strength, Father God, to finish the work that you have called us to do. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.